Morgo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
It is the music that makes you feel good. 93.5 Triple M right across the region. We are going rogue today. I mean, we've had some big artists on this show in the breakfast show, but not as big as this bloody
bloke. This is international. This band has had, I think it's 16 consecutive sold-out world tours, and they're coming back to Australia in February. It's Nickelback and Mike Kruger.
Well, now, Mike knows who we are. Watch this. I'll say, hey, Mike, how you doing? And you'll know our names. Watch this. G'day, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
See, you've forgotten our name already, mate.
I haven't even understood your names to this point.
It's Aussie slang, nicknames. Yeah. That's the thing. It's Coggo and Ez. Could you even guess what our proper names are?
Coggo and Ez?
Yeah.
Coggo and Ez. Coggo, I don't know what I would do with that. Ez, is it named Esmeralda?
I like that. It is now.
It can be.
I don't know what to do with that. I'm not really very, very good at that.
Thank you.
Esmeralda. Yeah. Hey, Mike, I've got to ask you this question. Is your surname, is it, mine's Coggo for Coughlin, but is your surname Kroger or Kruger?
So you win the early bird prize. It's taken 20 years before somebody's actually asked this.
That's
on the
amazing.
Record. And it is amazing, but it's never happened before. Maybe people are afraid to ask for some reason that I couldn't understand, but no, the last name pronunciation is Kruger.
Kruger.
There you go.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's a German variant.
No one's ever asked you that, because your brother Chad is obviously in Nickelback too. He's the lead singer and you're the bass guitarist. So you're both there and no one's ever asked you how to say Kruger.
I guess they just all felt like they had it right. And you know, the truth is some of them did and some of them didn't.
I bet.
Mike Kruger from Nickelback. Obviously, it's going to be big coming up soon. Obviously, we're going to be having you find people in our country. Mate, you're on the bass. There's just not enough bloody solo bass jobs, is there? Let's face it. You don't get out in the crowd and do a solo bass. There should be more of that.
Well, I don't know. I think that for the most part, you know, there are exceptions, of course, but I think for the most part, the bass, you know, a bass player typically just wants to make the band sound better, bigger, heavier, tighter, whatever it is. And for the most part, bass players aren't really showy personalities, in my experience. Mm-hmm. You know, there are there are your exceptions like Flea or Les Claypool or some others, but the reality is that most bass players are more like Cliff from AC/DC. They just hold it down and make the band sound awesome.
Oh, so you seem like a really good bloke. You're not the show-off. You're not after all the attention. You're just the good guy.
We don't know him that well yet, but...
don't jump to conclusions.
She's only young, Mike, so that, yeah, you do that. Hey, mate, as far as the band's concerned, your brother is the one that's out the front and that. I mean, being a bass player of a band like that, or any band, as you said, you're virtually please don't take this the wrong way, but you're like the mum of the band. You're the one that keeps everything straight, everything in order.
Yeah, I would say that is true. I am the mum of the band. You could ask all the guys.
Aww.
They'll tell you.
So absolutely. When you tour, when you come to Australia in February, which we can't wait to have you in Melbourne at Rod Laver Arena, how are you going to mum everyone? So when you order your rider and everyone's, you know, asking for this and that, do you say, no, boys, we're just going to have a cordial and then we're going to go on stage?
Well, my job has been, I've delegated my job to other more able people in the past years. You know, I was very much the hands-on mum in the beginning. But now we've hired some very, very effective, motivated individuals to take over that job. So now I'm more the auntie that sits back and just watches the kids misbehave and watches somebody else try to control them.
That's when you know you've made it too, when you can just delegate, make other people do the hard work for you. And Nickelback as well has truly
good.
Made
nothing
it. Absolutely. Hang around because we're going to play one of your songs, Mike, and then we're going to come back
Mike Kruger.
To you after this song, Mike Kruger from Nickelback. Is that all right?
Yes, it is.
And I want to ask you too, Mike. because you are proud of us, because we're the first ones to ask you a question after 20 years. Mike, I want to know what's the weirdest thing that you, don't worry about Chad and the other boys in Nickelback, you have put on your rider for any concert. Have a think about it. We'll play one of your songs, Nickelback, with Mike Kruger.
Triple M.
Music that makes you feel good. This is 93.5 Triple M. It's Breakfast Coggo and Ez over there.
Esmeralda.
Well, let's find out why you call that, because we just had Nickelback, and the great man, the bass guitarist from Nickelback, is Mike Kruger. He's still with us. G'day, Mikey.
Hey, Mike.
I am here.
You tell everyone why my name is now being changed legally to Esmeralda.
Well, yeah, you must be Esmeralda now, because that Ez just sounds like it should be short for Esmeralda. And I think Esmeralda, you mentioned earlier that sounded like a stripper's name.
It does. Well,
I can only picture you by the sound of your voice, and it's got to be electrifying.
Oh, I love that.
You suck all.
That makes the promo, Mike. Well done.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you do. You're onto it. Anyway, Nickelback, we'll talk more about the concert coming up. But I want to know, on your ride or wherever you go, Mike, don't worry about the rest of the boys. I'm worried about you. What do you put on there that you go, I've got to have that every time I tour? What's on the rider, the number one thing for Mike Kruger from Nickelback?
Well, it's not as much of a thing as it used to be, because, you know, in the beginning we would just put, you know, ridiculous things on the rider, but now we don't, because we figured it out that we're actually paying for everything, so you get a lot more kind of you make a little bit more sense out of it. But the one thing that we all used to do way, way, way back was we would order four white T-shirts, but we would order the white T-shirts that have the pocket on the front, and we would take turns putting them on. Each of us would put them on, and then one of the other fellows would grasp the pocket and rip the shirt apart. That's quite a lot of fun.
Why would you do that?
I don't recommend that to anybody. it's kind of one of those because you can moments.
Yeah.
It was just one of several questionable decisions we made in our youth.
Yeah, you do. It's a spur of the moment thing. It's a boy thing, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, there was a lot of alcohol involved, I think.
Yeah, I thought that might have been the case.
Yeah. Up, yeah.
Next year, which it is Feb 16, Nickelback at Rod Laver Arena, it's going to be huge. As far as the rider, we'll get rid of the rider. What about the rest of the boys, mate? You've been going 20-odd years. How's the relationships within the band? Obviously, you've got your brother, Chad, you know, up front. Everything hunky-dory?
Yeah, we get along great. You know, we're all kind of sort of grown-ups now. You know, the feels weird to say, but I think we're kind of adults, so we've kind of grown up together, and technically I suppose we are technically mature, so we get along well. Yes,
can't wait to see you next year, Feb 16, Rod Laver Arena on Triple M Breakfast Show. It's great to catch up with Mike Kruger, and you can wrap it up, Mike, by saying see you later, and guess what our names are again. You go.
All right, so thanks very much for having me on your show, Coggo and Esmeralda.
Yes.
Get that changed before I get over there.
We'll
get
that
changed before I get there in February.
We'll do it,
Mike. You're the best.
Nickelback.
I can't wait to see you all when we're out.
Fantastic. Rod Laver Arena. You can get your tickets now, tickettech.com.au. Good on you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.